Hello. Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call. How can I help you, sir?
I was calling to check on my application.
For employment, are you an aide looking for work, sir?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
Excuse me?
Can you repeat that,
I said,
please?
are you an aide looking for work or a patient looking for services?
Looking for services.
Okay, and what county do you reside in?
LWPA.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Gwendolyn Tucker.
You said Linda Tucker?
Gwendolyn.
Miss Gwendolyn
Yes.
McTucker?
Yes.
McTucker, what's your date of birth, Miss McTucker?
10/7/1955.
All right, Miss Gwendolyn, let me see if we have anything here for you, okay?
Okay.
Gwendolyn is Gwen
Yes.
Dlyn
Yes.
MC Tucker. And are you currently hospitalized in a nursing home or in an assisted living facility, Miss Gwendolyn?
Am I in one?
Yes.
No.
Okay. And you need home care services, correct?
Yes.
And Miss McTucker's MC. How do you spell your last name, Miss Gwendolyn?
Tucker, Tucker.
Just Tucker, not McTucker.
Tucker.
Okay. And date of birth is October 7th, 1955.
Yes.
I can't find you, Gwendolyn, under the Medicaid program. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
All right, let's do this
Yes.
again. Your first spelling of your name is GW.
Is this the Corporation for Agency?
This is a home care agency. This is where you will call to get services.
Oh, I thought this was the Corporation for Agency.
Well, this is a home care agency. We would be the ones to get you onto services.
Oh, okay.
So, Gwendolyn, spell your name for me one more time. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Gwen Doyle, Gwendolyn.
Okay. Got it. Here you go. Okay, so you have Keystone, but you don't have a waiver. So we have to get you the waiver in order for you to become eligible for home care, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to assist you through the process, Ms. Gwendolyn, okay? I need you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready.
Hold on one second.
Take your time, Ms. Gwendolyn.
Okay.
So you're going to call the Medicaid broker. Write down Medicaid broker
Okay.
at 877.
Excuse me.
You're going to call 877
Okay.
550 4227. That's 877 550-4227.
Okay.
And then you're going to give them your Medicaid ID number. Do you have it or you want me to give it to you?
Can you give it to me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 19. 01-3853-18. You want to repeat that back to me to make sure you got them all correct?
That's 190-138-5312-18. A 18.
You got it.
Okay.
All right, Miss Gwendolyn. Now I'm going to give you information for the agency. So when you call the broker, you got to let them know that you are in need of home care services so they can schedule an in-home assessment. Okay. That is when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get. Okay.
Yes, they did come out, but I missed them. I was at the store.
Okay, good. Because that number that I gave you, the broker, they're gonna reschedule you.
Okay.
Are you currently working with an agency right now or no?
No, but I have an agency that I want to work with.
Well, this is Family First Care.
Pardon me?
That the agency, our agency is called Family First Care. Do you want me to further assist you onto services?
I have Sarah Care.
Right. Are you happy with them? Are they assisting you through this process? Because you shouldn't be doing this on your own.
Well, I didn't go to see how many hours I get first, and then they told me to call them back.
Right, but you missed the appointment, right?
Yes.
So you would have to call the broker again and let them know that you missed the appointment for them to reschedule you.
Yes, that's the number you just gave me.
The broker number, yeah. So let me give you my agency's information. The agency is called Family First Care. And my number is 267-551-7410.
Okay.
And my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine?
Yeah, Miss Gwendolyn.
Okay.
And do you have somebody in mind that you would like for them to assist you in your home? A friend, family, a trusted loved one that you would like to hire?
Yes.
Who is that?
My nephew.
Okay, nephew. What's his name?
David McNeely.
David McNeely. All right. And do you have a number where we could send him the hiring application so we could get him started on the process?
No, I have my own agency. I have my own agency I want to deal with.
Oh, you don't want to deal with us?
No, I have my own agency.
Right. But you're not binded to any agency. You could go with any agency of your choice. This is one of a couple of different ones.
I know. I have my own.
All right. And are you happy with your services? We're the highest paying agency right now.
Well, they didn't start yet, so that's why I'm calling to make another appointment so they can come out and assess me.
Because I can offer David $15 an hour.
Okay.
And if you get anything over 40 hours, we pay time and a half. We pay overtime.
Okay.
Is that something you might be interested in?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to submit the referral so we could get a hold of David and send them the hiring application, okay, and put you through the process, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Gwendolyn, do you have David's number, or is this a good number to reach him at?
I'm going to find it now.
Okay.
I'm hoping this 267.
667.
267.
267.
355.
355.
9142.
9142. Okay, I'm going to submit the referral so we could further assist you. What I want you to do now is call the broker and let them know that you missed the appointment. You're calling to reschedule, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also going to reach out to David so that we can get him on board with the hiring application, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second while I transfer this call to someone that can further assist you on, okay? Because you shouldn't be doing this by yourself, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second.